I'm Trace Yellis, and this is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. A bill to increase the penalty for hard drug possession failed in the House of Representatives in the final hours of the legislative session. No Republicans voted for the bill, and legislative Democrats say that surprised them. Senate Republican leader John Braun doesn't understand how that's even possible.
The idea that the House Democrats didn't know what was necessary to get to a bipartisan solution is just ludicrous. That is fundamentally untrue. We provided a very clear path for bipartisan support. In fact, two paths. One would have been the original Senate bill that has passed out with a strong bipartisan vote. And I think it would have, if brought to the floor of the House, the same would have happened. And then we went even negotiated further to get to a bill that could have been bipartisan. And we did that based on input from the stakeholders. It wasn't anything special or pointy here. We're just trying to make the bill work. It has a lot to do with whether it's workable by the folks that have, at the pointy end here, to have to interact with folks that are addicted, have to work with them through the criminal justice system, have to support the courts that deal with this, have to support the diversion processes that deal with this. Those folks have to believe this is workable, and it wasn't. It simply wasn't. They knew that, and they still brought it to a vote, and it's not surprising what happened.
Braun says the bill that failed would have been worse than nothing at all.
The worst solution is a bill that is not effective and limits cities and counties from taking their own action. That's the worst. We thankfully didn't get that. The best, I think, is a statewide solution that is workable and effective and gets after this in a consistent way. We didn't get that either. When the law expires at the end of June and there's no law, that allows the city, and they can do this beforehand, put in place ordinances, allows counties to put in place ordinances. They can go up to a gross misdemeanor that will deal with this effectively. And we've heard many, I'd say most, of the cities and counties in the districts we represent, and quite a lot of the cities and counties that we don't represent, said exactly that we don't want this bill because we can't make it work. We would rather do it ourselves. And they recognize that's not ideal. They just understand that if they don't have a tool that really works, we're going to have two more years, like the last 2 years, with no effective response from the criminal justice system that can get people into treatment and keep them in treatment. Whatever the state passed is sort of a ceiling. You can't do anything more. And if we pass a bad bill that limits the locals from doing anything more, that's even worse.
There's been talk about a special session to try to pass a hard drug possession bill. Braun says Republicans are ready and willing to come back to the table.
I think there could be a path forward, and it's not a hard path forward if they're interested in a bipartisan solution. But we have been and continue to be willing to support a reasonable solution to this that is workable by local government. If the, in particular, the House Democrats decide that works for them, I don't think it'd take long to get this done. But at this point, I'd say it's the House Democrats standing in the way. When they say they're ready to negotiate a solution, then I think there's a path forward.
The Elephant in the Dome is the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.